The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Have you ever been asked the question, what is your favorite food? Well, for someone who adores food and loves to try anything and everything, I can't really answer that question. But what I can say is that one of my favorite things to eat are noodles. So let me take you on a journey where we discover familiar and unique noodle dishes from around the world. So sit back and relax, because it's noodle time! Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Noodle Time. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about South Korea. And South Korea is a country that is really interesting because there is a lot of diversity when it comes to the food. And in terms of price, there's a lot of options where you can go all out. There's a lot of high-rise restaurants where you can spend a lot of money for a really good fine dining experience. And there's also a lot of other options that you could go to for South Korean food that are cheap, such as street food out in the streets of Seoul. And yeah, there are a bunch of different options when it comes to the noodle dishes of South Korea. And that is partly because there is a large amount of wheat products in South Korea. There's also a large abundance of rice. Whenever you go to a South Korean restaurant, there's always almost going to be a dish that involves rice. So they typically use rice noodles, or there's also dishes where it utilizes wheat noodles because there is also an abundance of wheat. All right, so this first noodle dish from South Korea falls in a category of different kind of side dishes that is really popular whenever you encounter South Korean restaurants, especially in South Korea, but also in America. You will always see different kinds of side dishes, and in Korean they're known as banchan. And these types of side dishes really pair well with the whole entire dining experience. So you can order as much food as you would like or as little food as you would like, and you can still get these side dishes for free, and they could just keep coming at you. So this noodle dish is known as japchae, and it is a dish that is made out of glass noodles, which is not literally made out of glass. Sounds funny, but it's actually made out of this bean called mung beans. And this bean, when it's turned into a paste, it kind of turns clear into a clear noodle. That's why it's called glass noodles. And japchae is usually seasoned with soy sauce, sesame oil, and it's topped with different types of vegetables such as carrots, daikon, spring onions, and a variety of different other vegetables to add like a crunch or a different type of texture to the entire dish. And while it does sound like a dish that is pretty difficult to make, it is actually a side dish and it falls into the category of banchan. And you can usually get this dish for free, but I know in some cases, like in some mom and pop restaurants, you can actually get japchae for a certain price, a la carte, and it's not a side dish. But typically, like Korean barbecue restaurants or all-you-can-eat restaurants, you'll typically find japchae being served as a side dish. And while we're still in this topic of Korean side dishes, banchan, it kind of shows that Koreans are very generous in the sense that they never want to leave their customers hungry. And that's why they give out all these side dishes for free. And it's not just japchae, it's not just this noodle dish. there's so many other different types of side dishes, like kimchi, which is a fermented cabbage, and it's kind of spicy, and it's also kind of an acquired taste. Some people like it, some people don't. And there's so many other different side dishes, and just this variety and this passion of giving out these free side dishes just shows that when it comes to food, South Koreans don't like to mess around. They like to give it all they got. They like to show you all what they have to offer. And it's not just about noodles. It's also about the experience that they're trying to give you. All right. So this next noodle dish that I'm going to be touching on is something that I haven't really talked about in any of the episodes. And this noodle dish is really popular in the summertime, and that's because it is served cold. And not just cold, it's served icy cold. Like, there is literal ice in the broth to make the broth chili. And what this noodle dish is called in English, it's called cold buckwheat noodles, but in Korean it's known as molnyeomyeong. And this dish is made out of buckwheat noodles. And buckwheat noodles is a specific type of noodle that is, when it's made into a noodle from the buckwheat, it kind of has this bouncy texture. And it's kind of different from other types of noodles, because when we look at things like pasta, it kind of has that bite to it. And we call that bite al dente. It has this kind of chew on the outside, and it's kind of hard on the inside, but to the point where it doesn't bother your teeth or it doesn't bother the textures in your mouth. But for buckwheat noodles, it's chewy all around, and it kind of had this bouncy texture, and it whenever you try to bite it, it kind of fights back, if that kind of makes sense. And the broth of this cold noodle soup is usually made out of pork, or it's made out of beef. And the broth is very clear, just to show that it is a summertime food. You don't really want to be eating anything heavy. You want to be eating something quite refreshing, something light on your palate. And so that's why they pair it with a very clear pork or beef broth. And when the broth is made, it is then chilled with ice to make it even more refreshing on your palate. And not that it sounds even more like a summertime food, you could add even more fresh ingredients to this dish, such as cucumbers, which we julienne and chop up. You can also add spring onions, which is finely chopped as well. And typically you can add anything fresh, just to add a whole different brightness to this dish. And just to add a little protein and a little bit of heartiness to this whole entire dish, it's typically topped off with a hard-boiled egg. And in my opinion, the first time I tried this dish, this cold noodle soup, I kind of didn't enjoy it, because I've never had a noodle dish that was served to me cold, especially with the broth being served with ice. But the second time I tried it, it was in a Korean restaurant in Hayward. The second time I tried it, it was really a different experience. Partly because it was in the summer and it was screaming hot. It was like 102 degrees. And the broth, it really just freshened my whole body. It kind of like took away all of the sweat, all of like the heat that I had in my body, just because the broth was really cold. And just, it really pairs nice with the buckwheat noodles. And along with the other fresh ingredients, the fresh vegetables that comes with it, It's really a summertime dish. And it's super popular in Korea because when it's summer over there, it's very hot as well. Since Korea is also a pretty small country and it's surrounded by a big body of water. And yeah, I can see why this dish is a little bit underrated, but it's also very delicious and I feel like it should be appreciated more in the United States, but it is very popular in South Korea. All right, so this next noodle dish is something that is very popular right now, and there's a lot of people that makes this dish because it's quite cheap, and it's also a very new Korean dish. And the other dishes that I talked about previously are very generational. They were very traditional dishes that were passed down from Korean ancestors to Korean ancestors, and it was just passed down. But this dish was created in the 1950s due to the Korean War. And this dish is known as budae-jjigae, or in English, it's known as Korean Army Stew. And this dish was originated because after the Korean War, South Korea was really scarce in food. There wasn't a lot of resources to make a lot of dishes. And so what the people of Korea did is that they went into the American army bases that were left behind after the war, and they found different types of canned goods, such as Spam, Vienna sausage, hot dogs, and canned beans as well. And they kind of mixed it together with their own Korean cuisine, and then they made this kind of stew. And this dish uses instant noodles. It uses Korean instant noodles, and it is stewed with a chili sauce known as gochujang. It's a Korean chili paste that is fermented and it's really spicy, but it also has this slight sweetness to it. And you kind of make this paste for the Korean army stew, and you add all of these American ingredients, all these American canned goods, such as Spam, such as Vienna sausage, hot dogs. And in other cases, you can also add American cheese, and because that was also popular in these army bases. And this dish is really popular in South Korea today, and it's also popular in North America and in other Western countries due to the fact that it's really cheap to make. All you need is a pack of instant noodles. It can be any type of instant noodles. And the thing with budae-jjigae is that it doesn't really matter what you put into it. The thing that makes budae-jjigae is the paste of just gochujang. You can add a little bit of soy sauce to it to add a little saltiness to it. I know there's some cases where you can add sugar, and just all the toppings that you would find from American rations, Korean rations, you would all just mix it together and you'd make this really beautiful concoction that it's not only cheap, it's not only easy to make, but it's super delicious. And when the first time I tried it, I actually made it. I actually had all of the ingredients on hand, because instant noodles are really accessible. Spam is super accessible. The only thing I needed to get was gochujang, the Korean spicy chili paste. And once I had my hands on that, it was really easy to put everything together in a big pot. And I just stewed everything all together, and boom, a really quick and really easy dish to make. And it feeds a lot of people and it fills you up really well. And that's just really interesting, just to see that even in the 1950s, people can just be creating new, different foods. And since this is a noodle podcast, it's kind of cool how they utilized instant noodles to make this brand new Korean dish.
But yeah, I really hope you guys got a general understanding of what Korean culture is all about. That concludes it for this episode. Stay tuned for the next one where we talk about Italian cuisine. This was Noodle Time, and I'm your Noodle Guy.